Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Guess who's on the line from the garlic capital of the world? I'm talking about the world 147-pound WBC champion, the Ghost. There's a ghost sighting on the radio. I'm talking about Robert, the Ghost Guerrero. What's up, big time, Robert?
Not much. How's it going, Pedro?
Pretty good, man. You feeling for you got a big fight coming up on my birthday.
Yeah, I'm excited. Got a big one coming up. We just can't wait to get out there and do it.
Well, I'm excited. I think I'm going to come down and watch this one in Ontario, California. This is important. And, of course, Andre Berto is nutted.
We'll give him a birthday beating for you.
A birthday beating. 30-1 is the Ghost. 18 KOs, one draw, of course. Now, your first world title was at 126, 130 pounds. Which one?
126.
All right, 126. Then you went to 130. Then you went to 135. You skipped 140. You went to 147. You had this fight in July with Selka Gaidin, who was a tough, undefeated guy from the Soviet bloc. And he came to fight. They called him Little Tyson. You can see why. He was rough. He was rugged. He came to fight. How are you preparing for Andre Berto any differently than you would any other fight? I mean, is the pressure on now, the HBO date, all this stuff, or what?
Not so much the pressure. Just making the adjustments, knowing that Berto's a lot quicker and a lot more slicker than Aideen was. But Aideen was more rough and rugged and that type of guy that'll punch you wherever, in back of the head, wherever he wants to hit you, he's going to hit you. So, I think that was the perfect fight to break into 147 pounds, is getting one of those tough, brutal guys out there. So, now it's just it's making the adjustments with for Berto on the timing and the speed and what he likes to do. You know, he's more of a counter puncher, and he got quick hands and he got some pop in that right hand. So we have to put the game plan together now to be ready for his kind of style.
Robert Guerrero is our guest, folks. Of course, November 24th, a magical day in history. Why? Because he's going to beat Andre Berto, and that's my birthday as well. I won't tell you how old I am, but guess what? I'm no longer 29. Andre Berto, of course, 28-1, 22 KOs. Very fast, very very fast hands. You mentioned his hand speed, but he's got decent foot speed as well.
Yeah, he does have decent foot speed. He can get in, he can get out. I got great foot speed as well, and I'm able to hit different angles and change things up. So I'm very excited for this fight, and styles make fights, and I think I have the perfect style to give him a lot of trouble.
You are walking head on into a hornet's nest, though. I'll give you what you've just said, but this is not an easy fight. You're not going into a fight with a guy that's a stone cold chump or anything like that. Andre Berto is the real deal. Why Berto?
Like I said, Pedro, you know me since I was a kid. You know, we like to fight the best.
I know.
You got myself, you got Andre Ward. We're going to look for the best fighters out there. And, the unfortunate thing is, we take on the best fights that are out there possibly for us, and we don't get the credit we deserve. So, I'm looking forward to this fight, going out and making a big splash, because Berto has a big name. You know, he's been on HBO, the majority of his career. He's been a world champion, and he can fight. He can go. So, like I've been telling a lot of other writers and stuff, when I beat Berto, if you got anything to say about that, negative, now you're just hating.
The Ghost is on the line from Garlic, the garlic capital of the world. I'm talking about Gilroy, California. Of course, he is like the number one citizen down there. I drove through Gilroy a couple of weeks ago.
You smell through Gilroy?
Yeah, I drove through. But it's about the same thing. I mean, yeah, but people don't understand it when I tell them this. I said, you drive down the highway, and you can smell garlic on the highway. But if you drive into town, it just like hangs out in your car.
Exactly. You get that aroma stuck in your car, and it's hard to get out.
Yeah, we're talking about the garlic capital of the world. Of course, my current guest, the world champion, WBC champion, 147 pounds, Robert the Ghost Guerrero. Now, when's the garlic festival usually?
The garlic festival is it's in June. So
you already had it this year, huh?
Yeah, we already had it. Got to wait till next year.
Okay. Well, no, I mean, I know that's a big thing, and you've been the main guest there on a couple of occasions, and I know that the city of Gilroy comes out and supports you. That was pretty evident at the HP Pavilion when Gilroy was in the house, no question about that, when you took on Aideen. Now, Why did you trade with Aydin? Was that intentional? I mean, midway through the fight, it looked like you were willing to trade with him. Why?
You know, there's some guys that you got to stand your ground. You got to get that respect. You know, Aydin was on a mission to take me out. I mean, all he wanted to do was knock me out and break my jaw, like he said. And he was very determined in that fight. So, you know, I had to stand my ground a bit and exchange with him and show him that I do got the power to hurt him and slow him down where you know, it made him think twice a lot about coming in. I mean, as you heard after the fight, he said he was seeing double, you know, throughout the fight. So
it's because he was seeing a ghost.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I had to get in there and exchange with him and show him not just show him, but show the world that, you know, I can go at 147 pounds also.
Did you have to show yourself, too?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, that's one thing with myself and my family is we're always pushing each other to the edge where you know, we're always testing each other. And that's how you stay on your toes is when you test yourself. And, you know, I had to go in at 147 and test myself with, you know, with a big puncher like Aydin and I can stand in there and exchange, you know, right there at 147 pounds with guys that can punch. So, you know, that's why I'm excited about this Berto fight because, you know, he's claiming I'm a little guy and that I don't carry power, this and that. Like I said, he's going to find out when he steps in the ring with me on fight night.
November 24th, of course, Ontario, California, folks, the Citizens Business Bank Arena. And that will be for the WBC welterweight title, Andre Berto, 28-1. Out of Jamaica, then Miami. Where's he living in L.A. now or what?
I think he's still in Miami.
Miami. Of course, he said that he couldn't fight, I think, Shane Mosley at one point in time because of the Jamaican earthquake, and he was stressed out about his homeland and things like that. And then I asked somebody that lives in Haiti, where the earthquake was. So I asked somebody that lives in Haiti, and they said to me he hasn't been there in a long time, so I don't know what he's doing, if he's getting out this false propaganda or what. We're talking about Andre Berto, folks, who goes to the post November 24th when he takes on my current guest. I'm talking about Robert the Ghost Guerrero. Of course, the Ghost, the champion, 126, 130, 135. Skipped 140, much like Roberto Manos de Pietra Duran, of course, skipping 140, going to 147, and capturing the same title that Duran captured June 20th, 1980. I'm talking about the WBC 147-pound championship. Of course, Duran beat Leonard in 15 rounds, June 20th, 1980. They called it the Brawl in Montreal. And, of course, then he said no mas 6 months later when they suckered Roberto into signing a contract for $8 million, knowing he was 45 pounds overweight and only has 6 weeks. He only has 6 pounds to lose. He has 6 weeks to lose 45 pounds.
Yeah, that was a smart move on Leonard's part.
Yeah, I mean, Leonard's guy, they go, look, you got $1 million for the first fight, right? He goes, yeah. He goes, you know, I'm going to want a little bit more this time. They said, we understand. We'll give you $8 million. Duran's eyes, he saw it like sugar plums. He couldn't believe it. $8 million. Hold, yeah, okay. Let's do this. So he said, well, we got to do it, you know, November 25th or something like that. And he went, no, I can't do it till December. They go, well, then we can't do the $8 million, and we'll have to do it sometime in 1981. Plus, I'm going to take on somebody else. I might fight Aaron Pryor in between. And Duran said, I'm not going to let that money, that possible money get away. I'm not going to let it get away. So he signs the fight, Leonard, in the rematch, of course. And Duran says he ate a couple of steaks and got his stomach pains and then said no mas and walked away. One of the biggest surprises. I was working at a bakery, Robert, you know, on the line, on the production line, getting loaves of bread and putting them in bags.
Uh-huh.
And when he said no mas, I was listening to this on the radio. When he said no mas, I let about 55 loaves of bread fall on the floor. Because I just couldn't believe it. I was telling the guys around me that were working. I had an earphone on. And I was telling the guys around me that were working with me. It was Parisian Bakery. Before they went out of bakery, they baked nothing but French bread here in San Francisco over on Evans Street. And they're going, hey, all this bread's on the floor. I go, Duran, just quit. He said, no, mas, you got to be kidding. Said, no. Yeah, he did. But, yeah,
hey, I ended up.
Wow.
To everybody, it was a jaw dropper. To you, it was a bread dropper, huh?
Oh, yeah. Good point. Okay, Robert's doing stand-up comedy now on Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. He is a ghost. Robert Guerrero, 30-1, of course, a one draw. and 18 KOs there. 18 KOs now, of course, the champion in 1, 2, 3. Man, how many divisions can you go up in weight? Could you stretch it out another division if you had to?
Yeah, I think I can.
You think you can, huh?
I think I could go to 54. And if after Berto, if there are any fights here at 47, I'm going to 54. Like I said, I'm looking for the best fights out there, and that's what I'm going
to
do.
Is this based solely on wanting to make money and be great, or be great and make money? I mean, how do you break it down here? Is this just to feed the family, or what are you doing? What's your mission?
My mission is to feed my family and take care of them, set them up, and also to be one of the greatest fighters in the sport.
Okay. We've got one of the greatest. We do have one of the greatest fighters in the sport right now, folks. He is a champion, as I said, 1, 2, 3, 4 weight classes and skip one.
And when I leave the sport, I want to know I fought the best and I challenged the best and I took on the best that I can possibly get in the ring. And, that's one of the things with me is like I said, Pedro, you know me since I was a kid, and it's always been about fighting the best and trying to be the best. So that's what I'm going to do. I want to go out there and give the fans the best fights they can possibly see, and also test myself to the limit and see how far I can go and see, you know, what I can accomplish in this sport, because, you know, this is the roughest sport in the world. And, you know, you want to set your legacy and ingrain your legacy like Duran. I mean, the stories you're just telling about Duran, that's what I want when I'm retired, is people telling stories like, wow, that Guerrero, he went out there and he fought the fight.
Okay, freeze that thought. Can you stick around with us for one more segment?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The Ghost, Robert Guerrero, a headliner, of course, November 24th, HBO Championship Boxing, taking on Andre Berto, defending his WBC welterweight title. We'll spend some more time with The Ghost right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network right after this.